Well, where to now? For the man-made global warming alarmists and ideologues. How much is this costing us? Just rubbish, this. Tony Abbott goes on, and Joe Hockey, we need money. Well, the renewable energy target is costing us about $100 billion, B for billion, by the year 2020, in the next 5 years. $100 billion. First, we've got the inconvenient fact that there's been a 16-year pause in so-called global warming. Then there was increased ice coverage in Antarctica. How many boxes do you have to tick? Then there was the new scandal suggesting international meteorological bodies, including our own Bureau of Meteorology, have been homogenising temperature records to make them consistent with global warming ideology. Now, the icing on the cake, it seems the melting of sea ice in the Arctic has quote-unquote paused. After shrinking 35% over several decades, the low point reached in Arctic ice cover each year appears to have stabilised. This has been recognised in a scientific paper published in the journal Nature by Neil Stewart from Environment Canada, which refers to, quote, a strong uptick of the ice pack in 2013, which has continued into 2014. Melting sea ice had become a key message for the global warming fanatics in their bid to keep the global warming issue alive. But as Dr. David Whitehouse from the London-based Global Warming Policy Foundation points out, quote, examining the sea ice extent data for the past 8 years, it's obvious there has not been any statistically significant downward trend. I repeat what I've said for years and years. There has always been climate change. The earth warms, the earth cools. That's not the issue. Human activity, in particular, activities which produce carbon dioxide, have nothing to do with that. And this long-running scare campaign is over, and it's time governments recognise that.